Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate to the nation three indigenously developed Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune today to also inaugurate several other projects. Jammu and Kashmir records 57.03% voter turnout in second phase of assembly polls. India calls for urgent reforms of international decision-making structures, especially UN Security Council, to give Global South its due representation. Israel's army chief instructs troops to prepare for a potential incursion into Lebanon. Heavy rainfall disrupts normal life in Mumbai. IMD issues red alert in various parts of Maharashtra, Gujarat, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. And in snooker, Kamal Chawla clinches World 6 Red Snooker Championship title at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra today. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will flag off the metro train scheduled to run from the district court to Swargate in Pune. In line with his commitment to make India self-reliant in the field of supercomputing technology, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate to the nation three indigenously developed Param Rudra supercomputers under the National Supercomputing Mission. Prime Minister Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. This project represents an investment of 850 crore rupees, marking a significant leap in India's computational capabilities for meteorological applications. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Siachen Base Camp in Ladakh today. During her visit, the president will interact with the troops posted there. Our Leh correspondent has filed this report.
This visit marks her first to the Siachen and her second to the Ladakh region, as her planned trip in October 2023 was cancelled due to bad weather. Upon her arrival, she will be welcomed by Lieutenant Governor Dr. B.D. Mishra, Chief Executive Councillor LASDC Leta Shigalsan, MP Hanifa Jan, senior military officials and other local officials. With Muzaffar Hussain Wani, Yangchan Dolmaf, Akashwani, Plelata.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a voter turnout of 57.03% was recorded in the second phase of assembly polls yesterday. The Election Commission said voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies spread across six districts peacefully without any incident of violence. The six districts that went to polls in the second phase are Badgam, Ganderbal, Poonch, Rajouri, Riyasi and Srinagar. As per the Election Commission data, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi seat recorded the highest voter turnout with 80.74%, followed by Surankot at 74.95% and Poonch Haveli at 74.66%. Among the districts, Riyasi topped at 74.70%, with Poonch district a close second at 73.80%. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has extended hearty congratulations to the voters of the second phase of assembly elections for turning out in large numbers to exercise their franchise yesterday. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the elections in Jammu and Kashmir are history in the making, as voters have embraced democratic process over violence and boycott.
It's a real history. It's for the world to see that how the elections can take place in peaceful, fair, absolutely inducement-free manner.
Mr. Kumar lauded the voters and said the second phase turnout is a resounding statement of their belief in democracy. The voting for 40 seats in third and final phase will be held on 1st of October, while counting of votes will be held on 8th October. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the focus has now shifted to the third phase of assembly elections after the successful and incident-free voting of phase two yesterday. Langte is the assembly constituency going to polls in the third phase on 1st of October. To know more, let's listen to our Srinagar correspondent.
The campaigning is now gaining momentum in the areas where polling is scheduled for October 1st in the third phase. A total of 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the phase, among which Langate happens to be a key assembly constituency. In Langate constituency, there are 120,493 voters. Election Commission has established 143 polling stations in Langate constituency, where 15 candidates of various political parties are in the fray. All the necessary arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth elections in the constituency. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
Campaigning has picked up for the Haryana Assembly polls. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, is set to start his campaign today for the Haryana Assembly elections from Karnal district. Mr. Gandhi will address a public meeting in Asandh Assembly constituency of Karnal. Mr. Gandhi will also address another public meeting in Barwala of Hisar district. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally at Gohana in Sonipat in favour of BJP candidates from 22 assembly constituencies. Mr. Modi said Haryana has made its place among the top states in sectors like industry and agriculture under the BJP government, and the support for BJP is increasing day by day in Haryana. Voting for Haryana Assembly is scheduled for 5th of October and counting of votes will take place on 8th October. The Modi 3.0 government has completed 100 days after coming to power for a historic third term. During the period, the government launched projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees with a focus on infrastructure, farmers, middle class, women and youth. Our correspondent has filed this report on steps taken by the government under the citizens first approach.
Good governance is essential for a nation's development. Government has taken several initiatives to build a strong foundation for a prosperous India. Three new criminal laws were enacted to replace colonial laws, focusing on justice over punishment, ensuring speedy trials and timely justice. During the last 100 days, central ministries and departments have issued appointment letters to over 15,000 youth for government jobs. The Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024 has been brought to curb unfair practices and organized malpractices in public examinations. With Rahisuddin Rihan, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India has called for urgent reforms of the international decision-making structures, especially the Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Ministers' meeting of the G20 in the US yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed that the Global South must be given their legitimate voice. He emphasized on the urgent need to reform the UN to ensure it is representative, credible and effective.
The UN remains a prisoner of the past. As a result, the UN Security Council struggles to fulfill its mandate of maintaining international peace and stability, undermining its effectiveness and credibility. Without reforms, including expansion in both categories of UNSC membership, its lack of effectiveness will only continue.
On the sidelines of the 79th United Nations General Assembly, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also held a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov last night in the US. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said during the meeting they discussed bilateral cooperation and regional issues. He also met New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters. Dr. Jaishankar also held a meeting with the Prime Minister of Belgium, Alexander De Croo, and discussed manufacturing and technology cooperation as well as exchanging their views on the situation in Ukraine. The out-of-pocket expenditure in total health expenditure has declined from 64.2% in 2013-14 to 39.4% in 2021-22 in the country. The Union Health Ministry yesterday released the National Health Account estimates for the year 2020-21 and 2021-22. Speaking on the report, Niti Aayog member Dr. V.K. Paul said the decline in out-of-pocket expenditure reflects a very positive indicator. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms over parts of Maharashtra during the next 2 days. Heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in Mumbai and its neighbouring areas yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Heavy rains battered Mumbai and its neighboring areas yesterday. Several low-lying areas of the city have been inundated. At least 14 incoming flights were diverted due to the heavy rains and thunderstorms. Several trains were also halted due to the rain. The incessant downpour caused a landslide on the Mumbra bypass in Thane that resulted in a traffic jam in the area. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Mumbai and its adjoining districts Thane, Palghar and Raigarh till 8 a.m. today. The Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has announced a holiday for all schools and colleges for today in the city. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The IMD has issued a red alert over parts of Goa, Konkan, Gujarat, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today due to extremely heavy rainfall. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Saurashtra, Kutch and Arunachal Pradesh today, along with East Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The weather agency has also forecast similar conditions in South India over Telangana and coastal Karnataka today. Light rain and thunderstorms are likely over Delhi and the adjoining NCR area today. In some international news, in a possible escalation of the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel's army chief has instructed troops to prepare for a potential incursion into Lebanon. This comes as Israeli fighter jets intensify their bombardment of Hezbollah targets across the border, marking the most severe air assault since 2006. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Israel said its warplanes hit southern Lebanon and the Bekaa Valley, a Hezbollah stronghold further north, and that it was calling up two more reserve brigades for operations in the northern border. The Israeli military reported intercepting a heavy missile headed towards civilian areas in Tel Aviv. However, Hezbollah claimed the missile was aimed at the headquarters of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. As Israel widens its airstrikes in Lebanon, world leaders are expressing growing alarm over the situation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that Washington and its allies are working tirelessly to prevent a full-scale war between Israel and Hezbollah. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Sri Lanka's newly elected president Anura Kumaradisanaike has said that his government will initiate immediate talks with the International Monetary Fund towards stabilizing the economy and make efforts in securing debt relief. In his first address to the nation, Mr. Disanaike emphasized steps towards economic recovery and need for national unity. Acknowledging the challenges ahead, he promised swift action to stabilize the economy. On to sports. In snooker, Indian veteran Kamal Chawla has clinched his maiden IBSF World 6 red title with a commanding 6-2 victory over Pakistan's Asjad Iqbal in the final at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. This triumph marks a significant turnaround for Chawla, who was the runner-up in the 2017 edition of the tournament. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. As Jammu and Kashmir vote for democracy, a headline in the Tribune reads, "Healthy, democratic, say foreign envoys visiting Srinagar on J&K poll as phase 2 sees over 56% turnout." To promote safer driving practices across India, Delhi Lieutenant Governor proposes a policy to the Finance Minister to link traffic fines to cost of car insurance, cites the Asian Age. "Come winter, drones to monitor hotspots, ban on crackers," writes the Indian Express as the national capital unveils 21-point action plan to curb pollution. And finally, after triumph in Budapest with Indian kings and queens on international chessboard, agencies line up to sign young champions, notes the Economic Times. Under the headline, "Talent firms make their opening move." And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate to the nation three indigenously developed Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune today to also inaugurate several other projects. Jammu and Kashmir records 57.03% voter turnout in second phase of assembly polls. India calls for urgent reforms of international decision-making structures, especially UN Security Council, to give Global South its due representation. Israel's army chief instructs troops to prepare for a potential incursion into Lebanon. Heavy rainfall disrupts normal life in Mumbai. IMD issues red alert in various parts of Maharashtra, Gujarat, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. And in sports, Kamal Chawla clinches World 6 Red Snooker Championship title at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.